Thank you for tuning in. This is Voices of Courage with your host, Brandy J, and you're listening to our special episode, Protect Our Youth. We're going to be talking about this appalling video, this appalling situation in Las Vegas at a school where so many things were wrong in this. And this is just not an isolated incident. This is what goes on in these schools. And as an educator, someone that was in the school system for 9.5 years as a teacher and a parent, there's no more talking. Either you're about boots to the ground and doing something or you're part of the problem. The opinions and comments and sidebars of what you think someone should be doing or they're not doing or is a problem or what would happen if your child was in the situation really isn't helping. But let me tell you what will help. If we stop talking and start doing something outside of ourselves, don't go too far. I think this is something we all need to hear. And if not, then you know what to do. This is Voices of Courage. Protect our youth. Hey there, and we are back, Voices of Courage, a special episode, Protect Our Youth. Now, I don't know if a lot of you saw the video in Las Vegas at a school where this young lady pummeled this student head in 30 damn times as she laid there on the desk with her head covered until she stopped moving. And no one did anything. The teacher, like, stop. Children in the background laughing. I didn't see anyone run out to get anybody or do any damn thing. Now, me being an educator and a mother and a human being, I couldn't have sat back and just watched that shit. You know, some will say, oh, well, you know, teachers sometimes, you know, they just, because they know, you can't really put your hands in. But you know what? In a situation like that, where someone's life is in danger, because it didn't look like that girl had any life in her afterwards. It really didn't. That's a life or death situation. In situations like that, you're just going to have to just go beyond that. And people are just going to have to understand, because that will not hold. Maybe in this screwed up world somewhere it will hold up. But as a human being, a mother, an educator, that just won't hold up. Oh, we can't put our hands on them, but they can damn near kill each other. And you can't do anything about it. That's some BS. It's some bullshit. But, you know, people say what they say, you know, especially if they have no clue, if they never experienced or really know how detrimental these things are. And I just had a cast with somebody and the same narrative that I spoke of before. It doesn't change. He was a teacher, too, and had the same experiences where the administrator did nothing. He was left on his own when it came to these type of behaviors. And when I shared to him about my son and how when he fought back, that was a problem. And a whole grown man told him he didn't have the right to protect himself. Well, this guy told me that when he was younger and being in school, he was being bullied, picked on, hit, harassed, you know, violated. And his parents took him to Taekwondo so he can defend himself. And the school told him that they didn't believe in people and students and kids defending themselves. Yes, these are true stories, just like the story of the woman, of the principal I told you, that told the a parent friend of mine, when his son's being bullied, and he fought back, and the principal said that he didn't have the right to fight back, and unless he fell on the ground, then that would be different, so he had to sit there and take that shit. But nothing about the students that were doing it. This is a fucking problem, you know, and for me, you know, people say they don't see things really changing, you know, when people just, you know, negative always outweighs the good because of what we see. But that should never make someone cower down and not do anything. It's an excuse, right? Because when you see it, then what do? We have to look towards the people that did something for us when nobody else would, or when they were told that they were too little for such a big thing. But guess what? Things changed. You got to educate yourself, because if you're indoctrinated, you won't even realize that yourself, that there's been change. I mean, that's only obvious. They'll take a rocket science to see that shit. But when it comes to your kids, it shouldn't be any shortcuts at all whatsoever. Where I sit, We're always looking towards the administrative, the government and all that. We'll see no change. We'll see no change. But that's the problem. We empower them too much and they are public service. That was never meant for them to control us. We were supposed to hold them accountable and we didn't. And the monster grew because we were indoctrinated. And people today, grown ass people, still willing to teach their children as they speak about it being passed down, but yet it's doing the same thing. What are you willing to do to change the narrative is what it's about. Because if it's not going to change, it's because you're not willing to. Because if you're looking towards the system, then you're damn right. But what are you going to do? What are we going to do? That's what you need to be saying. You're not willing to. Don't look at it as the world. Look at it as what are you willing to do? What are we willing to do? Because they don't own us. They don't overpower us. It's just that we lack the courage, integrity. Everyone wants to stay safe. Be quiet. Don't do anything. Label it as everything else but what it is. Cowardless. Cowardness. And we're teaching that shit to our kids as they sit by as bystanders as they did in that classroom and laughed as that girl probably lost her fucking life because she looked like she wasn't alive anymore. But let me drop it to you like this. What if it was your child? Head on over to Amazon and check out The Plush Life, From Prison to Peace by author Anthony Gonzalez, aka Poppy J. If you want a good read for 2022, then it's definitely one for the readers. RealWiseProductions.com is our website, and there you can find out more about the author, his book, and even possibly getting your assigned. So, head on over to Amazon, share with your family and friends, and get a good read for 2022. Author Anthony Gonzalez, From Prison to Peace, The Plush Life. We're back. Voices of Courage. Special episode here. Protect our youth. That is up to us. To say nothing will change is not an excuse to not do anything. It says a lot about the person. Understand? If we want our children to be in a world where people know how to act, be decent, then you're going to have to be active in helping that. Because it starts with the youth. For everyone to be held accountable and to do their part to help our children to become better people in society, better than what we've seen before, so that they do become more productive, maybe even safer. Even if you feel like it's out of the range or the realm. But to be honest with you, it's just a mindset given up because you really, really, really don't know that. Right? It seems like we, on the very things that are important, like livelihood and protecting and our very freedoms, people are so easy to write off because they don't know what to do or given up or just don't have the will. And make excuses. Saying they're doing their part. They're doing their part. But yet, you sit there and go tooth and nail and over and above when it comes to this economy and this world that they've created to drive people crazy, to stress them out, to deliberately cause health issues, mental health issues, deliberately, and people still play into it. That a person will give their life for. That is what drives people It's so sad that people do anything to keep everything intact, to keep indoctrinating themselves, their children, to keep slaving away, trying to play this rat game. Now that's, plausible, right? But not when it comes to your very existence and who you are as a human being. And which is pretty ignorant to me, because without those very things, how successful do you think you're going to fucking be? But like I said, you don't have to do anything. But stop downing the people that got the guts and the heart to do these things, because people will benefit from them. Just because a mindset feels that one thing is not plausible, it can't happen, doesn't mean it can't. And you're damn sure not contributing, so what are you bringing to the table? What value are you bringing? That's your mindset and your story, but not the next person's story. If you want change, you want to see things different, especially for your children, so you're going to have to be a little bit more positive, a little bit more supportive, and helping one another, motivating one another. Stop being so negative to one another and uplift one another to be better, to do better. Everyone's story is not everyone's story. Everyone's mindset and the way you view the world is not everyone's mindset. But it damn sure plays a difference between one's path and the others. Have the same situation, but one's mindset is a bit more positive, a little bit more, plausible. And the other's mindset, giving up, don't think nothing's going to happen. That matters. But that's one person's view and story in your path. Because man don't run shit. He runs this earth, but didn't create you, sky, any of this stuff. But he created everything that has people out here holding on to it like we're going to be here forever. To these things, to this cycle that they've got people so well trained that they don't even want to fight for their own existence. So twisted and far gone they don't realize what's the point if you don't go have no existence. And they take it all from you. But the point being said is, don't sell this bullshit to the youth, to the kids. It would do people very, very good to educate themselves and their children and stop depending on this freaking indoctrinated for a fact still going on. And if the plan was set in motion, that they have literally put it out there, you can find it. The whole education system, and you can go back to the Willie Lynch letter. I mean, the things that people they say they don't care about, but yet they care about running this rat race. Yeah, that makes no sense to me, but hey, to each his own. Because at the end of the day, when all that shit's gone away, and your creator that's in front of you. Don't sell this bullshit to the kids. Let them be strong, not cowardless, not giving up, wanting to do better and be better to one another. We got to support them way better. Can't just look at our own. Because as you can see, the world connects. We all intertwine at some point. From the jobs that people do the skill set, the things that people take for granted, don't appreciate for that other people do, the ground they're walking in, the houses they're living in, someone built. We don't appreciate one another. Empathy is gone. I had a great guest on the other day. Michael. I'm sorry. That was my other guest. That was Michael Unbroken. But Christopher Clark. And he is certified in, he's a certified auto parts dealership field and very well versed and knows what he's doing. But the thing is, he takes that whole business and brings the human side into it, the empathy, the compassion that people have lost when it even comes to servicing one another. You have to care about your customers. You have to care about your listeners, your audience, whomever you're catering to. And it's you have a business. You have no business without that customer, without that audience, without those listeners, without those viewers. If you don't care, then how do you expect your business to even really go anywhere if you have no appreciation for the very people that you need and want? Because that's where the connection is lost. Customer appreciation, listener audience appreciation, authentic. Everyone's out for self. Self don't get too fucking far, obviously. It ain't too smart. Because you're not selling to yourself. So you would think people would know that. But that just shows you how lax we are. How we don't. We're selfish. We don't understand. And that it's not sincere. I love how he explained the difference between, you know, North America and other parts of the world when it comes to servicing business and all of that stuff. It's an amazing episode. I think many can learn a lot from it. And the ones that don't probably just don't want to listen to anybody because they like listening to their own indoctrinated bullshit. Talk, talk, talk. But what are you bringing to the table? What value are you bringing to people? Especially if you're in business, where you're dealing with customers. What value are you bringing to them? If you want to show them your value, how the hell is that possible if you don't even know theirs or show them their value? That's just ridiculous. And it all plays a part in all of this. The compassion. Those bystanders, those children that sat back and did nothing, because that could be your child in the situation. You don't know everything that's going to happen in the world. And the people your child is around, you would want them to say something or to help. You could talk a good game, but you can't control the situation. Because if we could, we wouldn't be in the situations that we are. So let's stop acting like we're so just God's gift to this earth and that we're just so incredible and so great. But yet here we are. Let's knock it off. Because it's looking pretty sad. Come on. You don't have to care. Just fall in line with the rest of the motherfuckers that don't care. The same people you complain about that say they don't care. It still doesn't help you. But guess what? There are people that are willing to fight that fight. For our sorry asses to be sitting where we are right now. So at least show some kind of damn appreciation. But what service do you bring? Because in life, we're here to serve. And if you don't think so, that's sad as hell. Look around. But it makes sense to serve the man, right? This economy. The 1%. Slave away at that. Stand for something, please. Like the great Malcolm X said, if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And if you're falling for this shit right here, and you think it'll get far, did you not look at history and what they've done, what they did? Take people's shit. No matter what belongs to you, they take it. But what are you going to do? So please, it behooves all of us to start educating ourselves and not acting like we did a great job, bang up job, because we sent our kids to school. Because anybody in their right mind knows that shit ain't school. It's not education. So when you break the cycle, it's not up to them. Let's stop saying them. It's up to us. Look at yourself. As I look at myself, look at ourselves. We are the people.
Enough's enough. Can't keep blaming it on them. It's on you. If you don't do nothing, that's on you, not on anybody else. You aren't willing to do what it takes. Negativity gets you negativity. Let me tell you that right now. If Malcolm X had that mindset, he wouldn't lay a platform, a foundation down. Learn the greatness. Gandhi. Martin, at some point, I mean, even though in the beginning it was like, really wasn't it for the right reason. But, you know, educating yourself, you would know that. But there were so many. And these days, people out here risking everything to jack somebody, to murder, just do all this shit that you're not even willing to do for your very life. What do you stand for? Not that bullshit, that same old indoctrinated bullshit we hear all the time. What do you stand for? Because we're all here to die. You don't know who your creator is, then take a good look around. Because the same motherfuckers that do this shit, they know who. But I won't stop. For what? People out here gangbanging, doing just dumb shit. But won't even bang on a system that got them all the way messed up, bitched out. Until next time, my friends, and the ones that ride with me, thank you. Protect our youth. Educate yourself. Educate them. Stop looking to them. Start looking at yourselves. This is Brandy J, Voices of Courage. Have a blessed day.